Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 20, verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Luke records the Pharisee who proclaimed his own goodness to a God whom he thought was listening, but in reality he was only voicing what he believed about himself. He was not unjust, nor an extortioner, nor an adulterer. Rather, he fasted and faithfully paid his tithes, actions, if true, certainly worthy of praise. The church member may think likewise, saying to himself, "I did such a good job on that church project, but as usual, I again was in the background and no one noticed. What can I quietly and unobtrusively do that someone, even the pastor, will notice? Perhaps I can be doing something on the project while others pass by and observe my dedication. Maybe I'll mention how tired I am and then someone will ask why. That will give me an opening to proclaim my goodness without appearing to proclaim my goodness. If I don't by some means mention my goodness, nobody will. Why am I doing all this work if no one takes notice?" Now, what is the problem here? Why do the Pharisee and the church member desire to proclaim their goodness? Could it be that they both think more highly of themselves than they ought? Maybe their opinion of themselves far exceeds the opinion of others. Thoughts like these fill the mind. Don't other men need help in bettering their opinion of me? I have all these assets and no one notices. By my conversation, I can lead others to proclaim my goodness and bask in the recognition I truly deserve. I may even declare my goodness by proclaiming loudly that I have no goodness. I may take the low seats, knowing that someone will call me to the chief seats and at the same time be impressed with my humility. Oh, how the heart contrives to proclaim its goodness when it has no goodness in itself. The heart is deceitful above all things and is an expert at devising ways to cover up its darkness. The heart is bent to boast of itself. This is a truth which the Bible declares, for we all have the heart of Adam, the heart which naturally bends a claim its way. This is a common failing and one for the Christian to seek the help of God's grace. Proclaiming your own goodness shows a lack of understanding about yourself and reveals a lack of knowledge of God's Word. Not allowing the Word of God to reveal what you are will result in a false understanding of your heart and the true definition of goodness. Without the light of the Word of God, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, which gives him a distorted picture of himself, causing him to proclaim goodness where there is none. By definition, self-proclaimed goodness is no goodness at all, for it comes from a heart of pride. Isaiah said in Isaiah 10:15, "Shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself, as if it were no wood." God compares man to tools that were created to serve. An axe is only as useful as the maker makes it, aims it, and swings it. A saw is only as sharp as the sharpener who sharpens it. A rod and a staff are only of help when in the hand. By themselves, they are nothing. They cannot boast of their sharpness. They cannot magnify. They cannot shake or lift up themselves. They are only made to serve their Maker, as is any creation of God. Isaiah prays to the Father and says in Isaiah 64:8, "But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou our potter, and we all are the work of Thy hand." We are made to serve, not made to proclaim how good we are, but a faithful man who can find. So in the context of this verse, we must conclude that a faithful man is one who does not proclaim his goodness. A faithful man is one who understands what he is in the eyes of God as proclaimed in the Bible. A faithful man knows that he is a servant and that any goodness that dwells in him is of God. He is one who stays by the stuff regardless of a claim or lack of a claim. The faithful man's boast is in the Lord, always agreeing with Psalm 44:8. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Boasting in God all the day long leaves no time for proclaiming one's own goodness. It is no wonder that it is rare to find a faithful man.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.